Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Pantarita! It's a Honduran connection.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, it dropped in a big way today. Bayern Munich and Real Madrid, one of the best, well, not kept secrets in Houston. Those two giant clubs in world soccer will be here in Houston to play in the International Champions Cup July 20th. So that is big news. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5 on the air, and thank you for tuning in. Last night, an announced 18,000, the Dynamo Chile ends up in a 1-1 draw here in Houston. Goal coming from Christian Pulisic. Tonight, well, here's what I want. I want your thoughts on all things from that match last night. No bars hold. Don't hold back. I want your thoughts on the result. I want your thoughts on the performances. And I mean both individual and collectively. Whose stock rose? Whose stock dropped? Who don't you think should have even been there? Tactics. Engagement of the team in relation to the manager, Greg Berhalter. Attendance. We can even talk that. And anything else that jumped out at you last night at BBVA Compass Stadium. Nice, passionate, international crowd. Tell you what, I saw a lot of Chile jerseys there, which probably more than I thought. Call in number tonight, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Streaming at ESPN975.com. Now, during the show, you can hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. You can hit us up on Facebook, Soccer Matters, or over on Instagram, Glenn Davis Soccer. And we would love for you to follow us in those areas. We're constantly trying to upgrade and add additional content from all different aspects. So get over there. 2019 schedule for the International Champions Cup is up. We'll talk a little bit about that later. Alexi Lalas will join me. He'll talk about the U.S.-Chile game. We'll discuss and converse on that. We'll talk a little music, probably. Usually generally happens. And we'll remind you, the Dynamo are in action this weekend on Cube 57, which is the home of the Houston Dynamo. Join Eddie Robinson, Cindy Bermano, myself, your commentary team. Dynamo on the road for the first time this year. You can catch it on the Cube. The pregame show will be at 7:30. So will the Dynamo figure out the road this year? That's going to be another one of our topics of discussion here tonight. I think I got some pretty strong feelings on how to get wins on the road. And believe me, there are teams that won games on the road last year and won a lot of them. MLS will go into a deal with MGM Resorts International. Talk about gambling and the future of Major League Soccer, hopefully, on this show. And Germany, Netherlands. Absolutely incredible. Incredible game. One of the best games I've seen in a long time. 3-2, the Germany over Netherlands in the Netherlands. Just a game that was enthralling, quite frankly. And I'm glad I sat through that entire match because just based on some of the players that were out there, the way the teams were playing, how open it was pretty incredible. All right, so the United States and Chile last night, right here in Houston. The eyes of the world were on us last night with international soccer. And, of course, these are big moments for the city. There's a lot of talk that these games need to sell out because of essentially World Cup 2026 bid. I'm not sure they have to sell out. We know that there are going to be people from other countries traveling from all over the world here to attend World Cup matches if, in fact, we get it as a host city. I don't think any question. But sellouts do help. Real Madrid and Bayern Munich, there's no question they're going to draw a lot of people. Friendly soccer matches, the Champions Cup has a competitive element to it, but we all know it is really preseason, but it's all about seeing the stars and these mega brands. And it's incredible what Relevant Sports, Steve Ross and Charlie Stilettano have put together here with games around the world. We'll mention them. But let's go back to last night. United States 1-1. It starts off like this. This is Jossie Zardes pulling off a defender. Now, the defender doesn't go with him, doesn't deny him the turn. So Zardes is allowed to turn, and then just flick a nice delicate ball over the top to Christian Pulisic. Now, why is this goal important? Well, it was a classy goal. I don't think any question. But it also, for the people who are clamoring for Pulisic to be a number 10 and play behind a striker, which is, I believe, where Greg Berhalter is leaning right now, and there's some domino effect to other people positioning, but we'll get into that. But the beauty of having Pulisic central at this moment is a direct line to the goal, which you don't get as much if you're a wide player and you're bringing width and hugging a touchline. So if you're somebody who wants him in the number 10 and you want that explosiveness behind a defense, well, this is it. Here's Christian Pulisic's goal. Here's the goal call.
Sardis with a good ball. Pulisic is onside here. He can finish, and he does finish. It's Pulisic for the USA. What a start. That's the first time he scored for the new coach, Berhalter.
And because Andrew Carlson is producer extraordinaire, here's the call, the same call in Spanish.
Atentos a esta pelota que venía fildeando Gary Medel. Y aquí Sardis Pulisic por el primero.
Okay, so there's a Spanish goal. By the way, my former HDNet partner, Marcelo Balboa, the former U.S. international, was on that broadcast along with Ivan Bam Bam Zamorano, the former Chilean great. So that was cool seeing Ivan Bam Bam on that game. So let's go to soundbite number one. Here's the manager of the U.S., Greg Berhalter. On what he learned about the team after this game against Chile.
I think there's a couple of things. I think that, you know, opponents, you know, have a great deal of respect for us as a team. I've learned that. I learned that the guys are resilient also. I learned that, you know, we were pushed to the limit today. And the guys hung in there. When you see the effort that the guys put in there, you know, I'll single out a guy like Christian Roldan. When you look at the effort he put in, or Michael Bradley, you know, it was pretty impressive. The center backs, I thought, you know, were competing all night. So we learned about resiliency. We learned about knowing we can go into difficult games against difficult opponents that have strengths that can hurt us. We know that we can hang with them and push them to the limit.
Berhalter would continue on. He would talk about glimpses of what he wants.
Yeah, no, I think we saw a lot of it, but it cost a lot of energy as well. And as soon as we our energy went down in the game, and for periods in the game, it was very difficult to break the pressure then. Because, when our attacks were very quick, they were very, very, they're very expansive, meaning we started from the goalie and we'd end up all the way to the opposing goalie. And that costs a lot of energy over the long run. And I think, but it was great. It was a great test for the guys. Really, really happy that we got to play a game like this. And I think we've learned a lot.
713-780-3776. How about your thoughts on the United States-Chile, the event down at BBVA Compass Stadium? Talk about the collective play of the United States. Talk about Greg Berhalter in the U.S. and where they're at right now and what you liked, maybe what the cons are of this game as well. The U.S. coming out with Ethan Horvath in goal. Tim Ream was the left back. Omar Gonzalez, that's one that's been a bit polarizing with the fan base. Matt Miazga, those two, the center back pairing. Yedlin would go back to his natural sort of right back position. Now, that after Tyler Adams was sent back to Red Bull Leipzig, and I'm sure that was probably arranged before these two games. Now, remember, Adams was playing that sort of hybrid role where he would jump into midfield as well to give additional passing options, protection, you name it, only like he can pretty much do it. And a lot of that also is because you're playing Christian Pulisic inside in that first game, and against Ecuador, Yedlin was pushed higher up the field. So Yedlin would come back to right back in this game. Michael Bradley, again polarizing, a lot of comments about him today. I think there's a place for Michael Bradley. Do you agree with me? 713-780-3776. Christian Pulisic and then Roldan. And Christian Roldan, we do know, is a worker. We had him on this show. Areola, Zardes, and Corey Baird. Now, when you talk about these names, these are all workers. This team, as any U.S. team, has to be incredibly collective in nature. It's the sum of all the parts. Our game changer is Pulisic, and we saw a very big difference once he went off the field in this game. I don't think any question. It is a very different team Without him, it's a less threatening team without him. One thing I would say that excites me about this group is when you have Weston McKennie, you have Tyler Adams, you have Christian Pulisic, you've got guys that are 20 years old playing for big clubs in the German Bundesliga and starting and playing when healthy. Where are they going to be at 25? That's exciting to me. Yes, we're not producing as many strikers as we need. We're not producing game changers like many have talked about. That is the challenge now for player development in this country. Game changers. Guys that can make a special play and win you a game. Pulisic's our special guy. No question. I am a little bit concerned about the physical side of him. He's been getting injured a lot. That's a concern. It's no different than if I relate it to the Houston Dynamo and Juan David Cabezas. Where is he? I mean, he's been injured for well over a year now. This is a real concern for the Houston Dynamo. Well, Pulisic and injury is a little bit of a concern right now, I think. I mean, I think it's natural for us to lean that way because he is such a vital piece and fundamental to the way the United States is going to play. And frankly, he's going to be fundamental to creating chances and scoring goals. No question. So let's move on to let's do the Michael Bradley quote here. And this is Bradley after the game. Now, remember, Michael Bradley's a bit of a polarizing figure. I still think he's an important guy for this team, this group. As long as he adjusts now as an older player in some ways to know that this is sort of a rebud. And maybe the way he approaches his teammates and carries himself might have to be different. And to Greg Berhalter's credit, he's done a very good job of making sure that these young guys know this is their opportunity and this is their team and this is fresh. This is not a grasp at the past. Michael Bradley, mentoring, experience. He hit a ball last night over, I think it was about 40, 50 yards, dropped it over a defender that was, pretty incredible. Now, can he cover the ground of a Tyler Adams? No, of course he can't. But there's an awful lot of players who are his age and older that continue to play that are vital to teams. So here's Michael Bradley talking about being on the right path with the U.S.
Look, from a player's standpoint, we're on the right path. There's no two ways about it. We have to keep going. We have to keep working. We have to work with humility, understanding that there's still, a ways to go. There's still, still things to improve on. But I think on the inside of the group, there's a good feeling. We're on the right path.
So, there's not a lot there. I mean, look, no question. Those are all good things. Those are all things you would expect from a team, especially one that's new under Greg Berhalter. Players are trying to establish themselves to him. He's really testing them with the amount of stuff he's thrown at him from a tactical perspective. We've heard coaches talk about that. Now, the striker position remains one that is, it's one that's really kind of up in the air. The one guy who's not involved in this two games is Jozy Altidore. So Jozy Sardis getting a real run here. Now, don't forget, Jozy Sardis played for Greg Berhalter in Columbus. He knows him very well. His hold-up play has always been a bit of an issue. Well, his hold-up play worked out pretty good last night, I think, aided by a defender that didn't want to deny him the turn and began to drop off because of the run of Pulisic. But here's Jozy Sardis talking about where the national team is right now, and he's obviously very positive.
I love where the national team is right now. It's very organized, very detailed. It's a new era, and I'm just thankful to be a part of it.
New era, good to be a part of it. Here's what he said about the atmosphere in Houston at BBVA Compass Stadium last night.
I thought it was a great atmosphere out here in Houston, and we really appreciate all their support. We know it's a weeknight, and they still showed up for us, and we really respect that.
So that was good from Jozy Sardis. He's feeling good because he scored, set up what was a wonderful goal from Christian Pulisic. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. Let's get some phone calls rolling here at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. How about the biggest takeaway last night from the U.S.-Chile match or even Mexico-Paraguay? Or did you watch Germany-Netherlands? What were your biggest takeaways from down to BBVA Compass Stadium last night? Good night for international football here in Houston. Take a break. Daspit Law Firm is our presenting sponsor. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they'll bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 703-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Nobody wants to get in an accident. We've all gotten in a fender bender, maybe something even more serious. You might ride a motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery. The Daspit Law Firm will have you covered. They're bilingual. They'll work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. Get the representation you need. Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Cube 57 is the home of the Houston Dynamo.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Time now for Glenn to name today's big winner.
The winner takes it all. You know you're looking at a winner, winner, winner.
Because we're a winner. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Everyone's a winner, baby, that's so true.
From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, the winner segment is brought to you by Hugh O'Connor's, 7620 Katy Freeway, the Marquee Entertainment Center. If you're going west towards Katy, it's on your right-hand side. Hugh O'Connor's, our good friend Peter Kingston, who used to run the gorgeous gale that we love so much and did our World Cup broadcast at. That is his new spot that is home to the Liverpool Supporters Group, 18 TVs, big screen, Hugh O'Connor's. And our winner is Nico Schultz of Germany. Got the game winner in the 90th minute against the run of play against the Netherlands. Here's what it sounded like.
Last turn by Gundogan. A nice ball as well. Sane doing what he can to get across, but it's Schultz that puts it in. And almost out of nothing, a 90th minute goal from Germany that surely will see them beat the Netherlands.
He also set up Leroy Sane for the opening goal for the Germans, who had a 2-0 lead. The Dutch would tie things up 2-2. The Dutch, the better team in the second half, but the Germans' efficiency rising and rearing. If you were a Dutch fan, it's ugly head. Nico Schultz getting the game winner. That is our winner segment, and our thanks to Hugh O'Connor's, 7620 Katy Freeway, Marquee Entertainment Center. A lot of good football and food out there. 18 TVs. That is a really cool pub. Get out there and say hello to my friend Peter. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We're talking U.S. Chile or anything on your soccer mind tonight. We'll start it off at 713-780-3776. Let's get Devin on. Devin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so I was at the game last night, and it was pretty exciting in the first part of the game with Pulisic popping off the early goal. But I think when Pulisic fell out, and that definitely dropped some of the mojo, per se. And then once, it felt like the U.S. was playing behind. I mean, I think when you look at the possession, I think that's the, you know, trying to compare to going up to that next level in these teams like this. I mean, you look at possession, and that was a difficult situation. I think that our center backs held up pretty well. Bradley did, well as also, but there's just that Pulisic factor. And as you point out, the superstars, I think, earlier with McKinney and Adams out, I think that limits a dynamic. And I think we have to figure out how to not have just three or two or one player in that space. I think we've got to figure out and develop those next ones. That's if we can get...
You mean game changers, Devin?
A different story.
When you're talking about developing someone, you're talking about more game changers like Christian Pulisic. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Pulisic's kind of the extreme example, but those that can be more dynamic. And Pulisic is like...
I don't think he's extreme. Why can't we have two or three Christian Pulisics on our team?
Well, I'm not against that, are you? No, not at all. I'd love to have that. But yeah. Being realistic, I think, is part of the thing. And playing as a team, I think, is an element that if you can create, even if you have people at the 90% level or 80% of Pulisic compared to what we have now, I think that would be a benefit.
Yeah, I mean, these are fair points. But I think the other thing we understood last night, this was going to be a team that had a lot of changes. Adams went back to Leipzig. McKennie's injured. These are all guys that look to me now that are clearly, I don't need to have people tell me that McKennie and Adams are just young, and we'll see if they're going to make the national team. They look to me to be fundamental to the future of the national team. Pulisic, we obviously know that one. So I don't think there's any question. The bigger question, which gets back to more game changers, is player development in this country. And, you know, that's a long, that would be a whole nother broaching of another different subject here. The possession side of it, which I think it's interesting you bring that up, Devin, because, you know, Greg Berhalter wants to play a more possession-oriented game. I think the fact is we're not going to outpossess the Chiles of the world. The question is, can we at important moments gain a hold of the ball in order to manage games and be better against the bigger teams in the world, as opposed to the last two World Cups, which were very, very similar under two different coaches, which was all about cavalier spirit, defending guys playing like they're playing for two men, which is all incredibly admirable. But now can we add to that the ability to manage games for longer time periods against top opponents? I'm not talking about, you know, outpossessing the likes of Ecuador, who's sitting back and really doesn't even look like they want to cross the halfway line. Now, to that point, Ecuador and Chile were two very good and differing opponents for the United States at this phase. But everybody said, well, the possession was poor. If you looked and saw in the first half how narrow the U.S. was defending, they were very compact. There was a very identifiable team shape. But when they won the ball, everything was so condensed and narrow defensively that there was nowhere to pass it without Chileans around. And there was no – let me just finish because this is essential. There was nobody capable of getting out into wide areas quick enough to provide an outlet. So they would get suffocated and it would go right back down their throat again. Now, the few times they did break it, I thought they did look dangerous and might have lacked the final pass. But it did look kind of promising.
And when you look at, you know, Chile outpossessed Mexico dramatically, and Mexico, obviously, they won that game 3-1, but still – you know, when you see a disparaging number like we see, even if you can compress that gap, I think the differences are dramatic from the standpoint of outcome, or potentially different outcomes, because you know, it gives you more opportunities, and you can also look at shots and goals each way, and obviously Chile, you know, had the benefit there, but you know, I think if and I like the idea of Berhalter's idea of we want to be a possessive team. I think that's awesome. Will we outpossess the Chiles, the Brazils, the Germanys, and you know, the other countries that are that hierarchy? I don't know if we will, but if we can close that gap, I think that, you know, with the U.S. Call it spirit, I think that puts us at another level.
Yeah, I look, again, it's timely possession, it's intelligent possession at certain parts of the game. It doesn't mean you're going to outpossess people from time of possession or any of that. It's where you possess it, and moments in games when you need good decision making on the ball in order to manage a game, to get a breather. I think these days of sitting back, and I think we're even seeing it in MLS from a local or a national perspective, these days of sitting back on top of your goalkeeper and inviting pressure, you're going to come out on the short end more often than not. And I think that's healthy. It makes it better, makes it more entertaining. But the teams in MLS, and we're going to talk about the road tonight and winning, because the Dynamo have struggled there. The teams that win on the road in Major League Soccer are the ones, to me, that do that and also are more aggressive on the road. The Atlantas, the New York Red Bulls, the LAFCs. They're not going into opponents' homes to sit back deep for 85% of the game and hope they can nick a goal on a free kick or a counterattack and get out of there. They're going, look, what's a point? Point's not that valuable, okay? It isn't. Let's go for three. And if we go for three of the majority of the time during our 17-game road schedule, we're going to win four or five, maybe six games. We're going to get that 15, 18 points we need on the road. Devin, anything before I let you go?
No, that's it. You know, other than, don't forget, we've got that cerebral palsy soccer program for kids who have CP in Houston, at CP Soccer HOU on Twitter. So, we're going to be doing an event down at Pitch 25 this Saturday at 11 a.m. So, come see how we help kids with CP.
Yeah, I got to help you with that a little bit more. I know you've reached out to me, Devin, and I will do that. Okay.
Sounds great. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Good stuff from Devin there. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight here. We're talking U.S.-Chile. We're talking Bayern Munich and Real Madrid. I'm surprised that the Real Madrid fans here in the Houston area or even around the country or on the internet or the Bayern fans haven't said much about this. It's the ICC. It's July 20th. And we're, you know why I'm not happy about that date, Victor Ariza? I'm not happy about that date because we have a Dynamo game that night. Excellent. Breaks my heart. Dynamo are on the road that night. Not that I don't want to do the Dynamo. Don't get me wrong. I love calling the Dynamo games, and we love the Dynamo, et cetera. But unfortunately, it's going to fall on the night Bayern is here. But you know what? If the Dynamo get a road win in competition and not a friendly, that's a good thing. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. All right. We go over to Facebook, Soccer Matters. Dante Garcia says, will it not being sold out last night between the U.S. and Chile, will that hurt us being a World Cup host city? And I'm going to get to Sam here in a second. I don't think it will. Look. There's going to be a big crowd for Bayern. We've done well with big crowd, big events. Do I get, or do I wish it could be different and it was sold out last night? Yes, because when I see 4,000 empty seats, I see 4,000 potentials that could have been there, that could have been exposed to international soccer, could have been exposed to U.S. soccer. Now, look, U.S. soccer doesn't want to move off their pricing. That's the bottom line. There's this theory that if you allow the tickets to be less, then it cheapens your overall image and your value. I don't believe that at all. I think part of the job is always trying to grow the game and put as many people in there as possible and make your price point. I think you can do it. I think our friend Tom Dart, who used to call or used to write about the Houston Dynamo here, wrote in a British newspaper about the fact that you could go see the French national team, the current World Cup holders, for immensely less. I didn't read the article, so I don't really know what's going on there. But, you know, there's other things that come in and factor here. All right, let's go to Sam. Sam, what's on your mind tonight?
Just to write about
the- Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
I'm good. This is Sam and Bono?
Yes, sir. It's my Bono on your MIC.
This is my good friend Sam and Bono. I call him Super Eagle Sam, the host of Afro Vibes. What's on your mind, Sam? Can you turn your radio down?
Okay, let me turn my radio off.
Come on, you as a radio guy, you got to know you got to turn your radio off.
I'm sorry.
You're crushing me, man. You're killing my show, Soccer Matters, here tonight, Sam. What's going on?
I want to talk a little bit about the USA-Chile game yesterday. We saw a USA national team that is made up of young players, you know, who are playing in their various club regular, you know, soccer. And we saw a team that the coach, Greg Berhalter, trying to build around Christian Pulisic. We saw the goal he scored yesterday against Chile. But the response from the Chileans, you know, like kind of caught the U.S. team on the way. So he should have at the back of the mind that when they go up in a game, you know, organization from building from the back, coming to the middle, and in the final third, you know, will help the team going forward. Away from that, I want to talk a little bit about the African Nations Cup qualifiers that just ended this past weekend, which we saw a lot of actions and teams making appearance after so many years of qualifying, like Tanzania. Tanzania coming to the African biggest soccer showpiece after 39 years. And guess who qualified them? Former African Player of the Year, Emmanuel Amuneke, Nigerian international who played for FC Barcelona. And the funniest thing was that the last time Tanzania came, Nigeria beat them in 1980 in the opening game. So we saw a lot of intrigue in the qualifiers.
Well, you and I had talked about the African Cup of Nations, and now that I've gone to Roku, I'm able to watch the African Cup of Nations. Some of these environments are incredible. I mean, I think I was watching Congo, right? I was watching Congo. Who's Congo playing again? Congo was playing.
I think Congo played. No, they didn't play. It wasn't Ghana. Congo. Let me see.
Who no, Congo it wasn't Ghana. It wasn't Ghana. Congo was. God, I can't believe this is escaping me right now because I was able to watch this environment, and the Congo environment was just incredible, as have been some of the other environments in Africa. I mean, these games are packed, incredible crowds, and just incredible talents there. You know, you and I had talked about a Nigerian player here in Houston. Let's just say, and this is a hypothetical, if the Dynamo brought a good young Nigerian, that are, you know, there's a lot of very talented Nigerian players in the first division. Do you think that would be a spike to the Nigerian community, and would they come out in good numbers to support the Dynamo if one of their own was playing?
Yeah, they will. They will. And it's not, it goes beyond getting a Nigerian player to play for the Dynamos. If you bring a Nigerian player, you know, create that awareness within the community for them to know, oh, this guy is playing Nigerian. I remember when two Nigerians were playing for Dynamo. You know, they came, one came from Enyimba International, and he didn't really make an impact. You know, I was coming around because I've been a soccer guy for a long time. You know, I was coming around, oh, he plays here, that's fine, but he didn't really make an impact. But when you bring a Nigerian, a player from a community, and you know that that community enjoy a huge, huge presence in that city, you reach out. You know, you reach out to the community. I'm not saying come beg the community. There are things that you can do to the community, with the community, that will create, you know, that exposure and awareness that, oh, we have this player playing in community. And me now being in the media and being the only African radio station that, you know, talk about Dynamo in the, within the community here, will also help to create that awareness so that the community know that. Oh,
no question about it, Sam. Sam, I'm up on a hard break. Thank you very much for calling. We'll have you in studio on a roundtable soon. We thank you, and continued success with all of your good work on Afro Vibes. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Sam Mbonu, great guy. I love seeing him. You know why? He's like a lot of Nigerians. He's always smiling. I love that. I get around that guy, and I'm just like, man, he lifts me up. Love Sam. By the way, a couple of things here real quick. Sixth caller. Okay? Sixth caller right now. 713-780-3776. I got a pair of tickets. Dynamo San Jose. Sixth caller at 713-780-3776. I also want to remind you, next Wednesday, April 3rd, this is really important, and I'm hoping some of my friends will show up. It's Federal American Grill, 510 Shepherd. Event hosted by the Snowdrop Foundation and Kevin Klein, Curing Children's Cancer Fund. They're nonprofits. Bill Worrell, Houston Rockets, legendary play-by-play. Bill Brown, Houston Astros, legendary play-by-play. And myself will talk about television, play-by-play, the road, funny stories. It's all casual. Calling professional sports games and interviews we did with athletes. I think you'll find it interesting. Tickets are $100 at Eventbrite. Federal Grill is a great spot. There's a whiskey tasting. There'll be wine. It's going to be a really cool night. I hope a couple of you can dig deep down. Come on out to this event. The numbers are good, and it's. I think there's probably room for another 10, I believe. But it's going to be very intimate, and you'll get to meet all these great play-by-play guys. All right, we'll take a break here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We roll on here tonight. Later on in the show, Alexi Lalas. We will also have David Fletcher of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, the general manager over there, talking about the ICC and the announcement of Real Madrid and Bayern Munich coming here on July 20th. So very excited about that. We'll get some Dynamo talk in as well, as the Dynamo trying to get that first road win here in 2019. That has been a point of contention for Wilmer Cabrera. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. Again, a reminder, the Daspit Law Firm is our presenting sponsor of this show, and we can't thank John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm enough. They're bilingual, DaspitLaw.com. Nobody wants to get in any kind of an accident, but you do need representation if you do. So again, it's DaspitLaw.com, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. And again, soccer's not on the radio without sponsors. And John is our presenting sponsor and our anchor sponsor, and we really appreciate it. Great support also from Advantage BMW in Midtown, the Cube 57, where you can catch all of the Dynamo games, O'Connor's Pub, of course, King's Court, which is a great place for getting prepared for games. I'm sure Aaron Dallas, my next guest here, has probably been in there. And, of course, King's Court will have a game-watching party this Saturday, 7:30, the pregame show on the Cube, 8 o'clock the game. So our next guest, Aaron Dallas, is the vice president of the American Outlaws, the Houston chapter. And last night, the American Outlaws in great form on national television, really supporting the U.S. national team. Aaron has told me that the American Outlaws in Houston now, or across the country, has 200 chapters. But here in Houston, 500 members plus. You're about to get another one because it's about time I sign up. So I'm going to do that. Aaron, welcome to the show. And thank you for coming up tonight. All right. So give me a little bit of what is behind the American Outlaws. I know it's supporting the men's national team. How much of this is social? Just take us into a little bit about the American Outlaws and what they mean in the United States to supporting our national teams.
Well, I think that we've grown over the years exponentially. It's kind of been this massive movement, and it's been great. You know, when I first started doing this, we might have had a few people, but now, I mean, when you go to the U.S. matches, like, AO has got a really strong presence. We sell out sections. There are times when we are selling so many tickets that AO actually determines the sections and how many get sold before they go to general public. So that's how much of an impact AO is making in terms of supporting the teams that are out there.
Yeah, that's that. You know, when you think about that around the world, the effect of supporters groups on clubs, on national teams, our supporters groups that even support teams from all over the world here in Houston are packing pubs and bars every weekend. Do you guys work directly with U.S. Soccer? I mean, I imagine you do. I've seen a lot of pieces with. So how does that work when they come to Houston? Take us through this a little bit logistically.
So a lot of people were asking about, well, where are the supporters located? And what happened was we're kind of under an umbrella. So we have AO National, and then we have the local chapters. And basically, AO National comes to us and asks, where would you like to be? What are the section numbers? So that's exactly what I told AO National. I said, well, we would like to be in the lower bowl because typically that's where AO is. Typically, we're on the end line. So I just gave them the section numbers, and that's where we fit in.
So AO National does the negotiating with U.S. Soccer. Yes. And how do they price things for you guys? I'm just curious.
That's I'm not sure about. Okay. I do know that there's been some issues about how people have been complaining about the ticket prices. I will say, as someone who's been to almost 80 U.S. soccer matches.
That's incredible. Did you hear that? Aaron Dallas has been to 80 U.S. national team matches.
Almost.
Okay, 79, Aaron. I mean, what's the big deal? We can fudge the truth a little bit on soccer matters. We don't do it very often. Hey, by the way, guess who just walked through the studio? Cristiano Ronaldo.
I feel like the tickets for these last few games, because I went to the Jan Camp games, I went to the game last week in Orlando as well. I feel like that those ticket prices are starting to come down a little bit. I think U.S. Soccer is starting to listen and hear people say, you know, these tickets are expensive. And sometimes they are. I'm not going to lie. I have paid $120, $125. That was USA versus Mexico at the Rose Bowl. I think when we were playing, we had each won a Gold Cup championship. So, So that was expensive.
Aaron Dallas, Vice President of the American Outlaws Houston chapter. There's over 500 here in Houston. If you want to join up, go to the AmericanOutlaws.com and then click on Join the Movement. It's only $25. It's long time that I do this, so I'm gonna when I go home tonight, I'm gonna sign up and I'm gonna be a card carrying member of the American Outlaws. You know, will I get a card emblazoned in gold, or will I have something special? Do I get a discount at some of my favorite restaurants locally?
Probably not happens? Locally, but there are some travel discounts that are available to you, and so yeah, you get a T-shirt, bandana, all that good stuff.
Most memorable moment for you since you've traveled to all these games? What would it be, Aaron?
Gosh, it would have to be when Brad Davis got the call up for USA. And for a while there, when I was traveling for both Dynamo and USA, and I'm on the airplane, and Brad Davis calls me his stalker.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
So that stands out in my mind. And then I told Brad Davis, yeah, but I'm probably booked my flights before you got the call up. So.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great
That's
comeback.
What I told
that was
him.
A good comeback for Brad Davis. By the way, Aaron's also with the Texian Army, one of the great supporters groups of the Houston Dynamo that have been there from the beginning. So that's pretty cool. All right, you guys had a TIFO at this game last
yes.
night. And for those listening, wondering, what is he talking about, TIFO? Oh, and by the way, before we get into the TIFO, I don't think it would be Cristiano Ronaldo walking around our studio for legal reasons. And we're going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later on. So let's talk about that TIFO.
Okay.
And how, you know, when did you start on that?
Well, we sewed it kind of mid-January, mid to late January is when we actually sewed it. Then it has to get traced. So, and each time it takes almost, you know, you're kind of blocking out a full day for each step. So you first have to sew the bolts of fabric together. Mm-hmm. Then you have to trace it, which tracing takes a long time because we just have my garage and my garage wall. So we are literally
done at your house?
Yes, this is done at my house. So we are literally just
That's passion.
pinning up and using push pins on a garage wall. And then it has to get painted. Well, we had a lot of rain in January and February. We had some contingency yeah. dates because we were doing it outside in my driveway and my neighbor's driveway. So
your neighbor's soccer fans?
No, they just let me use the driveway.
You haven't gotten them into the group?
Not yet.
So, but, you know, I'm thinking yeah. about this and I'm going, you know, wow, these are the types of stories that players do need to hear, because look at the effort that you're putting into. This is expense. This is time. And no question, we love the game and you love the game, but you know, this is why this segment, I think, is very important here, because players do need to know what sort of devotion there is. And I think they recognize that for the most part. Now, you were part of a group that awarded Christian Pulisic yes. your American Outlaws yes. Player of the Year. How fun yes. was that?
Oh, that was great. And the team had just rolled off the bus. So then they pulled Christian aside and, you know, we gave him the award and he was very grateful for it. So it was a really awesome moment to be there.
Erin Dallas, she is the vice president of American Outlaws Houston. How much of this is about nationalistic pride for you, too? I mean, you know, when you see our countrymen taking the field and the national anthem, I mean, that's prideful to me. I'm sure it is to you and the group.
Well, and it's also about sometimes, like yesterday, at one point, the entire stadium was just chanting USA in unison. And when you hear that, it just gives you chills. Yeah. You're just like, wow, like this is amazing.
Yeah, that can take you a lot of places, can it?
Yeah.
It can take you to people who sacrificed for the country and even bigger theaters called World Wars. It really does feel special, and I love that. And by the way, were you surprised that there was a pretty good Chilean contingent?
There was a pretty good Chilean contingent. I was not surprised, to be honest. I'm surprised that there weren't more of them.
Really?
But, yeah. Well, just because I feel like sometimes we're outnumbered.
Yeah.
You know, when I went to USA versus Brazil in New Jersey, I think that was at MetLife Stadium, we were definitely outnumbered. It was all Brazilian, you know. Or I've done a JanCamp game even with USA versus Bosnia, and wow, the Bosnians just they showed up. So
real quick, great. Before I let you go, and I really appreciate you coming in because you were drumming last night. You've had a long night. You made it all the way in studio here. Yes. She's Erin Dallas, Vice President of the American Outlaws Houston. Ever any good interaction between the other supporters groups? Ever a good story that really quickly you could tell that was a lot of fun with another opponent?
I was walking alongside some El Salvadorians during a Gold Cup match, and some guy walked by in a Mays Liverpool jersey, and I said to a friend of mine, why can't he wear a color of the team that's on the field? Like, why choose Liverpool? And it's a Mays color. I mean,
well, be careful when you say why choose Liverpool, because there better be some phones lighting up. Well, Liverpool supporters group.
No, I have an issue with the Mays color. You know, so anyway, it's just not a very flattering color. So, and then the El Salvadorians, they looked at me and they're like, yeah, why can't he wear something that it's either one of us? It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Erin, you're a sweetheart for coming in. By the way, with those other supporters groups, ever taken a bottle and cracked it over one of their heads because you didn't like them?
No.
Just kidding. You know I'm just kidding. You know I'm kidding. Thank you so much for coming in tonight, Erin. I'm gonna tag it. You know what? I'm going to let you tag it. Tag where people can join the American Outlaws.
If you'll go to theamericanoutlaws.com and click on Join the Movement.
Tell you what, your voice is better than mine. You could do some radio spots for this show. Want to do that next time?
Sure.
You got it. All right, that's Erin Dallas. We appreciate her. She's also a member of the Texian Army, but she is the vice president here in Houston of the American Outlaws. And joking aside, Erin, you do great work. The group does. And I know players appreciate it immensely.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That was an awesome segment there with Erin, and we appreciate her coming. And you know I was joking about the beer bar. I'm sure everybody at the BBVA Compass Stadium loved me saying that. All right. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we got more to come. Second hour, we got Alexi Lalas. We're going to continue the discussion at 713-780-3776. I also want to remind you about Advantage BMW in Midtown. Advantage BMW is the place to go. They will take you through the whole buying process. I have a BMW. I love going down there to them. I've leased, I've owned from them. Advantage BMW Midtown is the place to get a BMW if you want one. They're going to take you through sales, service, finance. It can be done very easy. You'll get that hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. Tell me you're a soccer fan. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Go and see Philip and Justin. By the way, Kings Court in Edo, 903 Hutchins, Shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium, this weekend. Jay, Megan, they will be having a Dynamo watch party. El Batallon will be there. Kings Court has 13 monitors for all your soccer watching desires, and they cover leagues from around the world. Great rooftop deck. KingsCourtHouston.com. Go in, say hello to Jay. Great food staff. 7:30 is the pregame show on the Cube. So join Eddie Robinson and myself for the call of that game. We'll do a pregame show at 7:30. Game is at 8. Dynamo Colorado looking for their first road win of the year. It is on Cube 57. So Cube is the home of the Houston Dynamo. We're proud to be calling the games there, and we are proud that it is the home of the Houston Dynamo. Cube 57. We'll take a break.